Welcome to the Father's Day edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Glad you've come by. It's been quite a week with the business world. On the broadcast today, two marketing stories, one from International House of Pancakes and Domino's is into fixing potholes. Also today, net neutrality, inflation numbers, the Fed, trade and tariff talk, Bob Dylan and whiskey, Soledad O'Brien on Juneteenth and your mood, and we'll also introduce you to the new state director of AARP, Brad Anderson. We'll check on the markets, and Mike Owen from the Iowa Policy Project talks taxes. Who's paying and who isn't? Lock and load. The Business News Week in Review is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour Week in Review is also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hi, and welcome back to Insight on Business Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Thanks for coming by. Well, we kicked off the week in the food world as the International House of Pancakes caused a media sensation by announcing they had changed their name from IHOP to IHOB, the B being for burgers or beef. Of course, it was all a marketing gimmick to call attention to the fact that IHOP was adding burgers to the menu. Well, that didn't impress the folks at Wendy's, and they mixed it up a bit on Twitter. A tweet asked, quote, "So Wendy's, you gonna let IHOB sell burgers on your block? Thought you were the original OG. Original gangster, that is. That question got this shade from Wendy's, quote, "Not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard," end quote. And so it goes. Marketing in the age of Twitter. Staying on the food beat for a moment, Domino's is now into road repair. The pizza company launched a program to go out and work with your local city and fix potholes in the street. Why? Domino's says all those bumps can have a negative impact on your delivered pizza, and they've already been at it. They've been fixing potholes in Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, Burbank, California, and it's not just one pothole. In Milford, Delaware, for example, paving for pizza filled 40 potholes in about 10 hours. It also gives the opportunity for Domino's to put up paving for pizza signs, use branded steamrollers, and even spray paint the Domino's logo on the patched potholes. Brilliant. We'll put a fork in it. Net neutrality is done, or so it seems. The Federal Communications Commission repeal of net neutrality rules, which had required internet service providers to offer equal access to all web content, took effect last week. How's it going to impact you? We're all waiting to find out. But the concern is that access, especially for small businesses, will get more expensive. Speaking of getting more expensive, does it seem like you're working harder but you can't get ahead? Well, there are very two good reasons for that. Wages are pretty stagnant, and inflation was up in May to a level not seen in years. Those two factors have further eroded any wage gains we had seen earlier in the year. Last week, a Labor Department report showed that the consumer price index rose 0.2% from the previous month and 2.8% from a year earlier. The annual gain was the biggest since February of 2012 and follows a 2.5% increase in April. In a separate Labor Department report, we saw how higher prices are pinching wallets. Average hourly wages adjusted for inflation were unchanged in May from a year earlier. And here's the frosting on the cake. For production and non-supervisory workers, real average hourly earnings fell by 0.1% from a year earlier. The cost of living is up. The wages, at least in this report, are stagnant or actually, depending on your job, going down. So no, you're not imagining it. Over the past 3 years, Facebook has lost about 20% of teen users. 3 years ago in the Pew Research Center survey, Facebook was the number one platform for individuals 13 to 17. Now, three other social media platforms have taken the lead. YouTube at 85%, Instagram 72%, and Snapchat 69%. It's worth noting that YouTube wasn't even a response option in the previous survey, and now it's snagged the top spot. It's a non-issue for those of you not using Facebook to attract younger demographics, but a major one if you are. Well, it was quite a week for trade and tariffs. The steel and aluminum tariffs imposed by the United States in March might already be filtering through the prices charged by American producers of the metals. Last week on Wednesday, the government report told us that the cost of steel mill products climbed by 4.3% last month. That's the biggest increase since February of 2011. The report underscores concerns from metal buyers and economists that the tariffs could raise costs of goods, ranging from cars to construction equipment. But we're not done. Also last week, the Trump administration placed additional tariffs on $50 billion worth of imports from China. Like, what did China do? Well, they imposed tariffs on the U.S., like on soybeans, cars, and roughly 800 other items. That action sent the price of corn and soybeans down, putting even more pressure on the farm economy that's been hurting for the past 5 years. Add to that the threat of reversing the renewable fuel standard, and farmers in corn and soybean producing states had a couple of more things to put on their worry list. The Fed raised interest rates by 0.25% last week. That was expected. Federal Open Market Committee also adjusted some of their economic outlook talk, saying they believe the U.S. economy will continue to expand, but so too will inflation. What's fueling inflation? Well, higher prices for nearly everything and the imposed tariffs won't help. The Fed did take note of that in a little noticed sentence in the report. So higher inflation, stagnant wages, equals less jingle in the pockets of many Americans. Yet, also last week, the government noted that consumer spending was up by 0.8% in May, double what was projected. Economists say that surprised them. It surprised us, too, until we looked at the continued increase in the use of credit to buy stuff. Be careful out there. And in case you've run out of things to worry about, experts say the reason used car prices are now hitting a 13-year high is the number of late-model leased vehicles that are hitting the market. The average price of a used car rose to $19,657 in the first quarter. That's up 17.6% compared to the same period 5 years ago. A lot of reason, well, the vehicles are newer in model. Bob Dylan has partnered with liquor entrepreneur Mark Brushaw on Heaven's Door. It's all billed as a collection of super premium craft American whiskeys. Now, if you don't recognize the brand name, it comes from a line from a Dylan song in, like, Knock, Knock, Knockin' on Heaven's Door. In a statement, Dylan said that he wanted to create a collection of American whiskeys that, in their own way, tell a story. He said, quote, "I've been traveling for decades, and I've been able to try some of the best spirits in the world of whiskey, and this is a great whiskey." Obviously, having Dylan's name behind the brand doesn't hurt. The brand says the first release of three different whiskeys has already sold out, though you might just be able to find a bottle or two out there if you're doing last-minute shopping for Father's Day and you have a Dylan-obsessed or a whiskey-obsessed dad. Last week, it was the 28th annual Iowa Juneteenth Observance and Community Builders Appreciation Banquet. It all celebrated the contributions of so many people attempting, as the title suggests, to build community. Everything from the reception to the closing prayer was amazing. If you've never been, this is a must-go for next year. The keynote speaker was television journalist and reporter Soledad O'Brien, who riveted the hundreds in attendance with her wit and wisdom. She spoke to the history of Juneteenth and what it means. She also spoke about our current climate of discord in the United States. She started by suggesting we're exhausted by the rhetoric and discontent. I caught up with O'Brien and asked her a question about Juneteenth and then something about the economy. After all, it is the Business News Hour. This is a big star thing for Des Moines.
Oh my gosh, I actually feel like I've been invited into something that I've never had a chance to experience. I think a real Juneteenth celebration is amazing. And so few people know about the history of Juneteenth. So for me, I really feel like I get to be the guest at a family party that I've never been invited to before. It's exciting.
One of the things that we talk about all the time is business and how that relates to our overall economy and how that relates to individuals. But I'm going to take a different tact on this. You mentioned Juneteenth. Not many people know about it. Other than bringing celebrities to talk to us, how do we get that message out better?
Yeah, I think it literally is about talking about it. I don't know of another way. And it's historical, so I don't know that there's any other way to do it than to tell people the story. Most people do know that the Emancipation Proclamation didn't kind of get to everyone all at the same time, but I don't think they know the details. And that's black people and white people, everybody. So I think really you've seen a resurgence in Juneteenth celebrations, which I think helps people learn about the history. And I think the more that you can make the celebration diverse and invite people in and make it a great party, and it's about American history, and it's not just a celebration of black people for black people, then I think that really helps. I think it's just a matter of spreading the story and the history.
Final economics question. We take a look at wages. Wages are flat here in the United States. Inflation's going up. That's going to continue to put pressure on families who are working at minimum wage jobs all over the country. Where are we going with all this?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point, right? Because if you look at the economic numbers for people who are employed or unemployed, I think it's the lowest unemployment figures in 18 years, if I'm not mistaken. Right. So fantastic news. And yet people are very stressed and in some cases feel really insecure in their jobs. Some of that, I think, is this sense that AI is going to bring a lot of changes and no one's really thinking specifically about what that means for some industries and some jobs. But also, right, wages are flat. The stock market's not so great. And so people don't feel comfortable and happy. And I think that's problematic. And really the question is a political one. What does that mean for the midterm elections combined with a sort of angry rhetoric, a lot of screaming on every cable television news show every single day, and, you know, a lot of drama around and, you know, multiple investigations. So I think for me, it's always, what does that mean politically come, 2018 in November?
It's always politics, right? Soledad O'Brien. And by the way, she was amazingly gracious with her time. Prior to the event, she took a dozen or so questions from guests and the media. And following the celebration, she stuck around and posed for photos with anybody who wanted to join her. When we come back, Brad Anderson is the new state director of AARP Iowa. We'll have you meet him and hear what's on his plate moving forward. Brad Anderson is coming up next on the Business News Hour Week in Review on News Talk 1540 KXEL.